This time at Insight takes us to Notre Dame with fifth-year senior Herman Petzold. Herman, you had three hits with no starts, no RBIs in your first 4 years at Notre Dame, but you started all three games at the Big East Big Ten Challenge and had a big three-run double to help your team beat Purdue. To start with, how would you describe your opening weekend?
Well, it was definitely exciting, a little nerve-wracking. You know, obviously not ever starting the game for Notre Dame and starting the season off my last year here. You know, nerves were, you know, I was real tight and a little, tried to stay loose and all that. But, you know, I've started over some summer games and I had a little experience, you know, from that. And, you know, I just thought I'd go out there and stay loose and do whatever it takes to, you know, help the team out.
Was it all worth the wait for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You, you walked on at Notre Dame. 2007 was your first year, 2006-2007. So when Mick Aoki took over as your head coach this past year, your name wasn't on the roster incoming when he took over. How did you convince him to give you a chance to come back for another year?
Well, I contacted him over the summer, and you know, I filled out all the fifth-year application forms, you know, my senior year with Coach Schrag, and apparently they didn't get processed the right way or anything. And, you know, when I called Coach Aoki, you know, he had no idea who I was or, you know, said my name wasn't on the roster. So I just kind of said to him, you know, here's the deal. Here's my summer, you know, here's my summer ball stuff. And if you want to check that out, maybe give you a little better idea of what I'm capable of. And, you know, he looked that up, and I guess that was enough to really give him an idea of, you know, what I could do. And, you know, then he called me back and said, you know, you're more than welcome to come on in the fall, and, you know, you'll be on the team, and, you know, we'll go from there. So that's how that all came about.
Do you think that you'd still be playing right now if the old coaching staff was still here?
To be honest with you, I probably wouldn't be at Notre Dame.
Kind of expand on that a little bit. Why
is
that?
I just, in my opinion, and, I mean, a couple other guys that I know, you know, that were in my grade, you know, opportunities weren't given. But, you know, this stuff's in the past, and, you know, I've talked with the new coaching staff and all that. And, you know, as far as we're concerned, it's water under the bridge. Coming into this season, obviously, you know, I was going to give Notre Dame a shot with the new staff. That didn't work out. You know, I had some other options and D2 ball and whatnot from down south where I played summer ball that were, you know, offering me spots. But come this fall, you know, after working with the new staff and all that, you know, I felt, you know, a better bond and more chemistry with the new staff, and it all worked out. I'm happy with my decision.
That new staff has kind of said, it seemed like especially early on there was a pretty big chip on your shoulder, and you talked about not having some of those opportunities. Would you say that's accurate? Did you have a chip on your shoulder?
I'd be lying to say that I didn't. you know, it's hard to, you know, ideally you don't want to have that, you know, give off kind of that that aura of, you know, just that attitude. But like I said, I'd be lying to say I didn't have that. It's just, I guess it's in my nature. You know, sit through 4 years of, you know, up and down ball clubs and not having an opportunity to try to help out. And, you know, it's very frustrating, obviously. And, you know, like I said before, it's in the past, and I'm looking forward to trying to turn the program around this year and being a big part of that.
Like I mentioned, you had a handful of opportunities over the last 4 years, but 2009 you didn't play at all. Was there ever a time where you thought about just calling it quits at Notre Dame or college baseball in general?
That was due to a lot of NCAA rules that came into place with the 35-man roster. You know, we had a lot of guys on scholarship that year, and it just so happened that once the rules came in place, and, you know, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but as far as I was concerned, you know, it was due to scholarship and stuff and whatnot. And it was tough, but it was a good year for me to work on stuff and, you know, get bigger, stronger, faster, whatnot, and, you know, just work on a lot of stuff that was maybe preventing me from, you know, being at the level I should have been at that time.
When a new coach is hired, you expect him to change the attitude of a program. How is the general atmosphere around Notre Dame baseball different now on a daily basis?
I mean, the energy level, you can tell, you know, I was talking to a few people this weekend and, you know, at the practices and everything, that it's just, you know, watching the team and seeing how the team's playing and interacting. There's just more fun being had, and just the energy level's higher. You can tell people are a lot more confident, too. You know, I remember past years, you know, people would go on the mound or come up to bat, and just being on the bench, you know, talking with other guys, it was just not that much confidence. You know, people didn't believe in one another, you know. But this year, you know, I was talking with Mick Doyle, some of the other guys, that people come up and they're like, you know, we know we're getting a hit in this situation, or, you know, we know this pitcher's going to come in and just, you know, shut the door. And, you know, that's really crucial, I feel, to, you know, team success. And when you have that kind of chemistry and belief in one another, you know, it's really something special, and that, you know, it's going to lead to a lot more success for this ball club.
If you never played again, Herman, would the weekend you just had be worth the trade-off?
I don't know. I was telling some of the guys, you know, they were giving me crap about it, and I said, you know, every blind squirrel finds a nut, so I'm not going to chalk this one up to I'm not going to chalk this one up to, you know, just being successful. It's a long season ahead of us, and, you know, I'd obviously like to have a lot more success, keep it, you know, stay consistent throughout the year. And, you know, one of my biggest things this year was just having the mentality that, you know, turning this ball club around and being a huge part of that would be, you know, a great end to my career. And that's, you know, that's what I hope to do. That's my ultimate goal here.
So much about team success is just about being a good teammate and being there for each other. You touched on it a little bit with some of what you were talking about. Do you feel like there's a lot more of that going on right now?
Absolutely. Like, it just, you know, you can't really describe it. Just being in the dugout and being around the field and in the hotel after the games and everything. It's just real close-knit group of guys, and it already feels like a good year, you know. I know, like, it's early. We've only played 3 games, but you can just tell that, you know, this team's got something special, and, you know, we have a lot of potential to really just, you know, do some good things this year.
Before we wrap up, I want to do some word association. I'm just going to throw a few things at you. You tell me what comes to mind, all right?
Okay, all right.
Let's start with a teammate, Brian Dupre.
Great leader and dominant pitcher.
Another teammate, Matt Socia.
He's my roommate this weekend. I'm going to go with a little messy guy, but good guy at that. Good guy, good guy.
Your head coach, Mick Aoki.
Intimidating.
Irish assistant coach, Jesse Woods.
Oh, man. Boston, man. That's all I can think when I see him, the accent and everything.
Notre Dame.
Tradition is success.
Last one, Herman Petzold.
Oh, man. perseverance, man. That's what I live by.
All right, Herman Petzold. Best of luck to you the rest of this season, all right?
Appreciate it.